Before Stanton became War Secretary, he had talked Lincoln into transferring the job of Internal Security Enforcer from Seward to him, protecting the North from espionage and internal subversion, as Stanton saw it, was as important as prosecuting the war in the South. On February 14th, Lincoln signed Executive Order No. 1, making Stanton his internal security czar. Both deeply troubled by the human suffering arbitrary arrests and detentions had caused, Lincoln and Stanton promised a lighter hand. The president ordered hundreds of political prisoners released after they took oaths of loyalty to the U.S. government. But soon Stanton's policy on arrests and detentions tightened rather than relaxed. Federal jails were filled with even more political prisoners than Seward had packed in them. Stanton turned to one of Seward's star players to ratchet up police state tactics. The day after Lincoln made his war secretary the security czar, Seward wrote Stanton a letter with glowing recommendation for Lafayette Baker, who he said had discharged his duties in a manner entirely acceptable. Seward still kept a few detectives on the State Department payroll after he transferred the internal security powers to Stanton. What Seward did with those agents, and whether he told Stanton he had retained them, is not recorded in the State Department's Secret Service records. Lincoln was Baker's hero. The detective bragged that he was on intimate terms with the president, who admired his loyalty, was intrigued by stories of his secret adventures, and protected him from political enemies critical of his tactics. Baker also claimed he served as Lincoln's personal private eye, dispatched by the president on secret missions to investigate the brutal treatment of slaves in southern Maryland and to spy on Union generals suspected of being disloyal. There is no evidence that any of these claims is true. Baker had only a couple exchanges of correspondence with Lincoln. Instead, he reported to Stanton, and most of the time he did not report directly to the war secretary, which irritated him.